Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For this is today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I am excited about what God is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries. I'm also excited that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the radio to just hear the word of God, to receive the word of God, and to be blessed by the word of God on today. My brothers and my sisters here at Walking in the Light Ministries, we're going to be teaching and preaching the word of God unto you. And we pray that God, as God inspire us to elaborate on his word, that you be blessed by what you hear and that you give him all the glory, give him all the praise, and give him all the honor. I am reminded of what Jesus have said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I say welcome, welcome, welcome to Walking in the Light Ministries. What is Walking in the Light Ministries, and what is it all about, my brothers and my sisters? Well, the psalmist said over there in Psalms 119 and verse 105, he says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Oh, my brothers and my sisters, if we ever needed the word of God in our lives, we need it on today. If we ever needed the word, can I get an amen on that? We need it on today. We have been going through trials and tribulations, and we have been going through situations and circumstances, and some of us don't seem to know how to turn out or get out of these things. But the word can be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. What is Walking in the Light is all about on today? My brothers and my sisters, before I get into telling you about what Walking in the Light is all about, I'm just going to open up in a brief prayer, and I would like for you just to agree with me in this prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come to give you praise, honor, and all glory. Father, we want to thank you because you alone are worthy. You alone is God and God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for what you have already done in our lives, and we thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father God, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to thank you for what you're going to do in the future. Oh, Father God, we just want to praise you in this hour, because we too want to be one in a number when we hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." And Father God, we ask you right now that as we prepare to move forward with Walking in the Light Ministries, Father God, that you move upon us in the way that you would move upon us. Father God, that you allow your word to be heard by your people and to be received by your people. And Father God, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to have your way now and forevermore. And Father, we ask all these things in our Lord and our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, greetings, my brothers and my sisters. Today, we're going to be sharing with you about what Walking in the Light is all about, and how God has placed this vision, this ministry upon my heart to elaborate on his word as he give me insight, rhema words from heaven to elaborate to his people. Oh, it's an exciting time that we are living in, my brothers and my sisters. This is a time of God's grace and his mercy. You say, but Pastor, how can this be God's grace and his mercy in my life? Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I tell you today that if you are alive today, you are living in his grace and his mercy. My name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I am the pastor of Walking in the Light Ministries. And today, I just want to share with you what Walking in the Light is all about. If you have a Bible with you, I'm going to ask you to look over in the book of 1 John, if you would. The Gospel of 1 John. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, God is so good. And he's good all the time. 1 John in the New Testament, we're going to be looking at the 5th verse. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. John is giving us a revelation, some insight on whom God is, my beloved. And walking in the light is based upon these scriptures. John tells us in verse 5, he says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Thank God for Jesus. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Oh, my beloved, did you hear that today, my beloved? Walking in the light, to be walking with God, to be in fellowship with God, you must walk in the light of his word. You must practice to walk in the light of his word each and every day. I know there's times in our lives that we may miss the mark, but you must turn from your wicked ways and you must turn back to the Lord. You see, beloved, there's only two directions in life. I'm going to say that again. There's only two directions in life. You say, "What is that, Pastor?" Well, I tell you, the two directions in life is you either turn and walking away from God, or you're turning and walking towards God. See, when you walk away from God, you're walking in the way of the world. But when you're walking and choosing to walk towards God, you're choosing to walk according to his word. You see, John was telling us that this is the message that Jesus, John was a disciple of Jesus. And John was telling us that this is the message that we have heard from him. And we declare this message unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Someone may say today that, "Oh, I'm okay," but yet they're walking in darkness. They're doing everything that they're thinking they're big and bad enough to do. They're lying to people. They're backbiting amongst people. They're whoremonging. They're doing all types of sinful acts. And yet some may say they're walking in light. God does not walk like that, my beloved. My brothers and my sisters, God is light. John is telling us. And in him there is no darkness. God's word gives us light, the psalmist tells us. It gives us the light. It leads us down a path to where we can see where we're going. Oh, my brother and my sisters, I look at some today with all the trials and tribulations that's upon the world. It's not only just in one country, but it's all around the world. I look at the trials and the tribulations that people are enduring on today. And some ask the question, where is God in a time like this? Where is God at when all seem like my whole life is falling apart? Where is God at? Oh, God is right there where he always been. He's right there in the light of his word. He's right there. See, when you walk away from God, it gets darker and darker and darker. And one thing about a dark room, when you're in a dark room, you do not, cannot see where you're going, or you don't know where you're going. Sooner or later, you're going to run into something. You're going to bump into something. You may even hurt yourself in that dark room. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, some today are in that dark room all around the world. They're in that dark room, and they have no idea how to get out of that room. But if they would just listen for the voice of God, if they would just hear God calling out to them, he will show them the light and lead them out of that dark room. Many say today, I have fellowship with God. Many say, I go to places of worship and I have fellowship with God Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study. I have fellowship with God. But John says it like this, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. I can't walk in darkness and say I have fellowship with God. John said we're lying and not living in truth. See? But if we walk in the light, one thing about walking in the light, it will give you clarity. Walking in the light will allow you to see things as they really are. See, you may be in a dark room. You may be in a dark season in your life. But if you just turn to the light of God's word and heed that word and listen to what that word is saying to you and receive that word, you will find yourself the light in that room or the light in that situation begin to get brighter and brighter and brighter. See? But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, did you catch that, brothers and sisters, on today? Did you catch what John is telling us? John said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. See, God is in the light. God is light. We have fellowship not only with God, but we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. See, it took me one day to see the light, to know, to realize I was a sinner. I had to come to the light in order to see that I was a sinner. As long as I was in the darkness, I couldn't see that I was a sinner. I didn't see that I needed a Savior. But the light of God's word showed me where I was. The light of God's word, my brother and my sister, will show you where you're at. John says, if we say that we have no sin, you know, my brothers and my sisters, many today feel like they're not sinning. Many today think they can do anything and everything, and God will be pleased with that. I beg to differ with them, my brother and my sisters. There is a standard that God requires of us. There is a way that God wants you and me to walk.
I'm not saying we're going to walk this walk perfectly, because we are not perfect in these bodies, but we are striving to be perfect because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. You see, not only do we have fellowship one with another, but we will have also fellowship with Jesus Christ and his blood, which was holy and is holy, will cleanse us from all sins. All sins, past, present, and future. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, that's a moment right there where you can say, thank you, Lord. Because God, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God has forgiven you of your sins, past, present, and future. See? He says that in verse 8, he says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Oh, brothers and my sisters, one of the most dangerous places a person can be in life is when they are being deceived by themselves. My. See, it's one thing when someone else deceives you, but when you deceive your own self, that's a dangerous place. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. See? We may not always want to believe what someone else is saying, but when we seem to communicate with ourselves, we want to believe everything we tell ourselves. And that is a dangerous place to be when you deceive yourself. Jesus told us over in the Gospels, he said, take heed in these last days. He said, take heed that no man deceives you. He was also meaning, my brothers and sisters, that you don't even deceive yourself, saying that you have no sin. Oh, my brothers and sisters, hear me on today. God is a merciful God. God is a gracious God. Can I get an amen? He will forgive you of your sins. See? And he says, if we confess our sins, hallelujah. He said, if we confess our sins, sometimes my brothers and sisters, you got to get along and just have a little talk with Jesus. You got to tell the Father that you have sinned against him because he is holy. That you have sinned against him and you got to ask him to forgive you of your sins. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. God is faithful. Do you hear that, my brothers and sisters? God is faithful. See, sometimes when we do each other wrong and we go to that person and ask for forgiveness, sometimes they may say they have forgiven us, but truly, have they really forgiven us? Because see, when you truly really forgiven someone, my brother and my sister, you won't bring it up no more. You won't go behind their back and talk about it with others, about what they did to you. If you find yourself still rehearsing that thing or talking about that thing, have you truly, really forgiven them? Well, God will forgive you because God is faithful when you confess your sins. The Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive us of all, forgive us of our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All means all. It means he haven't left anything out, my beloved. He haven't left anything out. He said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. You hear that, my brothers and my sisters? It says that if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Walking in the light is walking with the light of God's word. There are things happening and will happen in our life that will cause you and me to sin. But thank God we have an advocate with the Father. We have a way out. You see, we can confess our sins to our Heavenly Father, and he will forgive us of our sins. When we confess and when we ask him, Lord, have mercy on me. Father, forgive me of my sins. This is what Walking in the Light Ministries is all about. Turning a light on in a dark room. You say, but I'm in a room right now and the light is on in the room that I'm in. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, you hear me today. Hear me what I'm about to say. I'm not talking about a physical room in a house, but I'm talking about the room of your heart. I'm talking about that inner man that's on the inside of you. That needs the light of God shining out brightly, ever so brightly. I'm talking about your soul on today. That needs the light of God's words shining in it. The light must shine in you in order to walk in the light. Walking in the light is a continual walk. It's not just taking one step or two steps or five steps. But it's a continual walk from the time you came out of your mother's womb until the time you lay in that coffin. It is a continual walk. Sometimes there may be pitfalls in the way, but be of good courage. The light will see you through. All we have to do is confess it. And the light will see us through. So my beloved brothers and sisters on today, this is what walking in the light is going to be all about. Sharing the light of God's word with you, my brothers and my sisters. Sharing God's word in spirit and in truth, my brothers and my sisters. Where only one who gets the glory is Jesus Christ himself. For Jesus said, without me, we can't do nothing. So remember today, my brothers and sisters, we will be here every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. And we will be sharing the Word of God with you. All around the world. And I pray that, and I know that it will be a blessing to you because the word of God is a blessing to all who will receive it and hear it and act upon it. So today, my brothers and my sisters, let's get ready to go into the word of God every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here on Blog Talk Radio, Walking in the Light Ministries. And we're going to pray that God's continued word will continue to bless you, that you may share with others. And not only you share with others, but you be that light in their lives. And when they see the light shining in your life, they may ask you, how can they have that light too? If you out there today and you don't know Jesus in the pardons of your sin, this is a wonderful time to get to know him. This is a wonderful time to start your journey with walking in the light. If you want to know Jesus in the pardons of your sin, the Bible tells us over in Romans, the 10th chapter, the 8th verse, it begins to say like this, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do you hear that, beloved? That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe it and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Beloved, I just want to say a simple prayer with you on today. And I ask you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord, I ask you now to forgive me of my sins. I ask you right now to come live inside of me, to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. For Lord, I want to walk in your light and be a light that sitteth upon a hill. Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ came and died on Calvary's cross for my sins. And Father, I believe on the third day you raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe it in my heart and I confess it with my mouth. And I ask you now to live inside of me. And Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to cover ye your people as only you can. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Oh, my beloved, if you prayed that prayer with me today, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I ask you today to be back with me once again next Saturday at 7 p.m. here at Walking in the Light Ministries. And let us see what thus saith the Lord. For God is a good God, and all the time God is good. So beloved, my brothers and my sisters on this day, you go in peace. And if it's the Lord's will, we will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, Walking in the Light Ministries. God bless you, and may God's richest blessings be yours.